with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The grand jury transcripts from the Florida trial of Jeffrey Epstein, that investigation there, now have been ordered to be released.
The case ultimately ended without any federal charges being filed against the millionaire sex offender. The judge says that a recently passed federal law ordering the release of records related to the cases overrode a federal rule prohibiting the release of matters before a grand jury. The law compels the Justice Department, FBI, and federal prosecutors to release later this month the materials that they've amassed during investigations into Epstein. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Supreme Court has allowed Texas to use its newly drawn congressional map for the 2026 elections. That gives Republicans a chance to gain up to 5 House seats. The ruling pauses a lower court decision that found the map racially discriminatory. House Republicans are increasingly airing some of their grievances about party leadership. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
With Republicans holding on to a slim majority, House Speaker Mike Johnson already has a difficult job. To make matters worse, his fellow GOP lawmakers are venting their frustrations in public. Over the past week, a member of Johnson's own leadership team openly accused him of lying. Rank-and-file Republicans acted unilaterally to force votes, and a leadership-backed bill failed. Johnson told reporters that getting upset is part of the process, but he's urging Republicans to share their concerns privately with him, not on social media. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The administration has come out with a new national security strategy. It paints European allies as weak. It aims to reassert America's dominance in the Western Hemisphere. The document was released today by the White House. It is likely to upset longstanding U.S. allies in Europe for its scathing critiques of their policies on everything from immigration to free speech. This is SRN News. Tis the season of generosity, as Michael Harrington reports.
A new poll from Lifeway Research finds that Christians are more likely to donate gifts and money to the less fortunate during Christmas than at any other time of the year. More than 4 in 5 Protestant churchgoers say they typically make an extra monetary donation this time of year, while 3 in 4 usually give new items to help others. Most believers are likely to make extra donations to their local church, but many also give to national ministries and charities. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Lithuanian court has convicted the leader of one of the parties in the country's coalition government for making anti-Semitic comments and fined him $6,000. The district court in the capital city of Vilnius found that Remi Zemetasis incited hatred against Jews and grossly downplayed Nazi Germany's crimes as well. And he also says that he grossly minimized the Holocaust and its effects. This is SRN News. Police made a quick arrest in a deadly casino shooting near Washington.
Police have arrested 22-year-old Benjamin Williams, who they say viciously murdered 23-year-old Darnell Hawkins Jr. as Hawkins was ordering food at the MGM National Harbor Casino Food Court in Ottson Hill, Maryland, Wednesday. Police say it was a targeted shooting. The arrest came quickly because, like all casinos, there was extensive surveillance video that captured all of it.
That is Bill Alexander reporting. Russia calls a halt to Apple's FaceTime.
Russian authorities say they've imposed restrictions on Apple's video calling service FaceTime, alleging it was being used for organizing what it called terrorist activities. Thursday's announcement marks another step in Russia's ongoing effort to control internet and online communications. Access to YouTube also was disrupted. Keith Peters, Washington.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.